What you say here stays recorded here. Zoom allows presenters to deliver the service without having to all be in one place together. Carl is the master behind the curtain that will be making sure that the right person is on the screen at the right time. We suspect there's going to be some glitches. Let them be small. Leanne did email out a copy of the order of service for you to follow along as you wish. If you can see it here, I printed it out. You don't have to, you can save a tree. And I'd also like to say thank you to Leanne for getting the Joys and Concerns web form set up for us. And I wanted to tell you that you can always go to the church's homepage, lcuuc.weebly.com, and find information about the services. I don't know if y'all can see that. And you can see that there's a link to submit Joys and Concerns here. And then that goes by email to Lois and me, and we will read those at the service. We're also going to be using the group chat for Joys and Concerns as well. Everyone's microphone is muted and will remain so for the service. Attendees' pictures are displayed on the screen so you know who has joined us. Zoom has a chat feature at the bottom of the screen. You can chat with everyone or someone specific. We encourage you to find the chat box and use it throughout the service. Also, for those of you who didn't submit a joy or concern via the form on our website, we will be using the chat box for joys and concerns when we get to that part of our service. Just a reminder that people will be able to see the name of the person that is chatting, so the joy or concern will be seen by all. Please be brief and appropriate in the chat box. Kintsugi Sangha is also using Zoom to meet. Please see their page on the LCUUC website for information or contact Eric Moraine. We're going to keep the Zoom room open after the postlude for a short period of time for a virtual coffee hour, where you'll be able to virtually chat with all your LCUUC friends. Since we have moved online, our monthly designated collection that typically goes to local organizations has not been happening. We have opened a collection for Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, which supplies food to community centers in the central city of Milwaukee. If you can donate even a small amount, you can go through our online collection process. There is a link on the website. Or if you prefer to write a check, please write the check to LCUUC with Feeding America in the memo line and mail it to the church office. Please donate before March 31st. For further information, please contact members of our Social Justice Committee. So with chores being done, let's begin our service. This welcome is adapted from a welcome used by Reverend Erica Hewitt. Good morning. Welcome to the Liberal Religious Congregation of Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. Some of us are bringing our best selves to this space, and some of us are bringing our struggling selves, including pieces we might be ashamed of. All of us are welcome here, and all of us are loved. Some of us already have open hearts, and some of us aren't quite there yet, because our hearts have gotten a little beat up this week and might have forgotten how to trust and open. Your heart is welcome here, no matter how bruised. We welcome you among us. All of us are imperfect, but we're here to drop our defenses and trust that what happens in worship is powerful and life-giving. Together, we affirm that this day and our being together can make each of us braver, more compassionate, and wiser than when we woke up this morning. We welcome you here. Back to Lois.
Our community knows no boundaries. We are not confined by the physical limits of walls, or for that matter, of often what binds us, restricts us, holds us back. We are freer than we know when we release ourselves and each other from expectations of what is needed for true community. We are here together in space. I see you, I hear you, I love you, and I light this chalice, a beacon of this community, holding us together here now. Back to you, Kara.
The sharing ritual of joys and concerns is an important way many Unitarian Universalist congregations bring people together in community. It invites members to voice what is happening in their lives and hearts and helps listeners understand who needs extra help and support. This week, we set up a form for you to submit your joys and concerns on the LCUUC website. If you'd like to add a joy or a concern in the chat box, please do so now. And I'm going to read the one joy that was submitted on our online webpage. Hold on just a second. Let me grab it. This is from Carol Gao, and she says, I hold a tremendous amount of gratitude for friends who have welcomed me into their home and their family. I am so thankful for not being alone during this stay-at-home time. Anybody else have anything they can put in the chat box? I'm going to light our joys and concerns candle now. Anybody with joys and concerns? May we keep our hearts and thoughts of all of the joys and concerns that have not been voiced here this morning. It's Tuesday morning, day one of Governor Evers' Safer at Home order. Even though I work in healthcare, I'm off today on what is known as a low census day or staffing to volume. Our outpatient therapy clinic's patient load has slowly been dwindling. People canceling because of their concerns for the virus outbreak, or we have canceled their appointments as we try to get down to essential patients only. So needless to say, I hung out in bed a little longer than normal. Okay, a lot longer than I normally do on a work day. I was thinking of my conversation with Lois on Monday night about this service. Let's both write something about embracing the simple life, she said. My thought was, if Lois would just write it, my life would be a lot simpler. As I laid there thinking about what I think a simple life is, there was a cardinal outside my window singing his springtime songs. His life isn't necessarily simple, but his songs are. And I noticed. Oh, I usually notice cardinals singing, but it's when I'm on my way out to the car to go somewhere or outside with the dogs, letting them stretch their legs and bark at the goings-on in the neighborhood. Then it just is a muted sound in the background noises of life, like the cars that go whizzing up and down the street, the garbage trucks rumbling around the neighborhood, school buses, car horns, sirens, music blaring, doors banging closed, people talking, the cacophony of everyday life. As I got out of bed, I paid more attention to the sounds in the house, a floorboard squeaking on the stairs, the dog's toenails clicking on the hardwood floors, simple sounds that are normally drowned out by my mind busy with the thoughts of the upcoming day. After my morning coffee, I sat down to work at my computer on this service. I poked in my earbuds and turned on the classical music channel. Ah, what was playing? Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Now, this is a piece of music that I've heard live and recorded many times. I've heard bits and pieces of it 1,000 times. You've heard it too, if you watch television, in commercials for BMW, De Beers Diamonds, and HP Computers. But today I heard the harpsichord in the movement that represents fall. Usually I only pay attention to the violins. What a sweet sound the harpsichord makes plucking its strings. My mind's eye could see the leaves falling to the ground as the harpsichord played its simple tune. It's taken a day at home during a pandemic for me to realize how busy my mind is with everyday life. Have you noticed how much your life has slowed down since all of the crazy pandemic stuff started? And you notice sounds that you haven't paid attention to before or haven't really heard for a while? Today, my mind is much quieter because my world is much quieter. Oh, there are still cars going by, but with a lot less frequency. There are more dogs out walking than humans, but there is so much less noise. Maybe the silver lining in this crisis, if there can be one, is going to be that we make more time for ourselves and our families. We pay attention to the simplicity of the sights and sounds of our world, and we shut out the noise. So today, make your life simple. go outside, let your dog take you for a walk, listen to the quiet, listen for the cardinal's song. Let it lead you into finding things that you have forgotten, and then wash your hands. This morning's meditation music is called Sacred Ground, written and performed by Ken Fox. Please sit back, relax, and find your sacred ground.
Embracing the simple. It sounds easy, but usually we're too busy with our work, social activities, sports, travel, and then there's all that household stuff to do. Grocery shopping, laundry, cleaning up. But now, suddenly, we have all the time in the world in our hands, and boy, can it feel unsettling. It's been feeling a bit strange to me. Now we have new lifestyle. We have home offices, homeschools, all operating in different parts of our houses. All of our outside activities are canceled. Grocery shopping has become a really big deal. What time should I go? Will there be toilet paper? Will there be paper towels, cleaning supplies there? Can I buy more than one dozen eggs today? But on the good news side, it's an actual chance to see people, even if we have to act at a socially appropriate distance. To all this, I say, embrace the simple. We have led overscheduled lives for such a long time. Giving this up, as Carol pointed out, allows us to rest and regroup and think of what we're doing and set up a new pattern of activities. As Doug Kraft says, joy and ease are simple and uncomplicated. Having lots of things to do, stuff to manage, places to go, and opinions to consult just makes life complicated. The simple life for me begins with food. For instance, meal can be sitting together as a family for a change, everyone helping out, from meal planning to trying new recipes to cooking, setting the table, and of course there's the cleaning up part. I know I've been trying some new recipes, and some, as Mike could tell you, have been winners, and some we just won't be repeating. But on the plus side, I've been baking my own gluten-free bread every week. That's a really nice change, and I'm really enjoying it. For me, cooking and baking are some of the simple joys that bring pleasure to my day. This is also the time to connect with people. Instead of texting, I've spoken to more friends and family in the past couple of weeks than is normal. Speaking by phone actually creates a much more meaningful dialogue that we've gotten away from each other when we can't see each other. Also, a lot of us are connecting on Zoom. We're celebrating my great nephew's virtual birthday party this coming week. As Reverend Shokan Mui talked about last week, we can actually engage in the art of writing letters and cards again. Who knows? It might come back in style. Another simple activity is decluttering, making our surroundings simplified. Declutterers would say we should get rid of anything that we haven't used in a year. Well, I consider that a bit hard. But straightening up our cupboards, shelves, and closets, it's enough. It simplifies our lives by being able to find things again. Embracing the simple also means looking at the world through soft eyes, letting go of perfection, and doing the best we can with what we have. Sure, we might be missing a few pieces of that old board game we want to play, but we can create something new, adapt something to replace it, and maybe change the rules a little bit to play the game. If I'm learning to knit or paint or starting any new hobby, relish the beginner's mind. Learn and do, improve by trying. Look at what you created with soft eyes. This week, for instance, I just finished knitting my first sweater. It was a big deal. It's taken me about 3 months. I'm looking over at Mike, who's sitting over here. And sure, there's a few little, you know, things that weren't quite done correctly, but hey, it fits. I'm really happy about it. And it's made with this beautiful alpaca yarn that my sister brought back for Peru from me. And it's so soft and cuddly. Can't wait to wear it when it gets cold again. It's good enough. So share your newfound skills with family and friends. Embrace the simple. Enjoy nature. We may need to all stay home right now, but it sure doesn't mean we have to stay inside. Even on a rainy day like this, we can look out the windows and enjoy the patter of the rain. Look at the trees sway in the wind. Take walks. Walk the dog. Talk to your neighbors from that socially appropriate distance. Notice the shrubs and the trees budding. See the spring bulbs appearing, the greening of the grass. I know that right now working in my garden is one of the healthiest things I can do for me. Embrace the simple. Breathe in the fresh air. We can also take this time to breathe in and breathe out for self-care. Take care of yourself in whatever way that means for you. Having that cup of tea or coffee, reading a book, walks, talking to friends, exercise, yoga. Don't be alone. Connect with others. Be good to yourself. Keep it simple. This moment for breathing can also be a time for introspection or meditation. It's a chance to actually to practice meditation or to ponder who we are out in the world. Having the moment to look inside and breathe, a simple moment. And then perhaps when we go out in the world, we may want to do some things differently again. What will be the story I tell others? Embrace the simple. This time of staying at home is a cause for a pause in our lives. Look at life through soft eyes. Let's embrace the simple. Connecting with family and friends, a home-cooked meal, a walk outside, a hobby, self-care, and a time of stillness. In the words of Maureen Killoran, no matter how weak or frightened we may feel, we each have gifts that can make a difference in the world. In this coming week, may you do one thing to support the broken, to welcome the stranger, to celebrate what is worthy, to do the work of justice of love, even though we're going to be doing it from our homes. Be strong. Be connected. Each day, act so you may be a little more whole. Peace. Over to you, Carol.
Go in peace. Speak the truth. Give thanks each day. Respect the earth and her creatures, for they are alive like you. Care for your body. It is a wondrous gift. Live simply. Be of service. Be guided by your faith and not your fear. Go lightly on your path. Walk in a sacred manner. Amen. You are welcome to stay in our Zoom room after the postlude to chat with friends in our virtual coffee hour. And now we'll have the postlude again performed by Ken Fox. Hi, it's me again. We're going to leave the room open. Hi, Lois.
Hi. Thank you, everyone, for attending. It's really been wonderful to see everybody virtually. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should unmute. I mean, I know that might be a little chaos, but
everybody can find their unmute button or Alt plus A to unmute.
Right. Well, that's a lot of our junk.
That
could be one of your
turns. Good morning,
everyone.
Oh my gosh! I've never been up there. Was it a mess like downstairs?
Yeah.
Dirty. It's great. And there's the high chairs.
There we go.
Oh. You're gonna try and sell those, or you're giving them away?
We gave them to them. They're gonna take them to the church.
Oh, nice.
Morning.
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 Well, that was worthwhile, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How many people were there?
Yes, Keith, are you someplace tropical?